So as you allow yourself to listen to the sound of my voice, and you can do so with your eyes closed, and you can recognize that your conscious mind can focus on the things I'm saying, while your subconscious mind allows yourself to be influenced in ways that are just right for you. So your conscious mind can assess and evaluate, while your subconscious mind can respond and experience. Bring about the beneficial changes you require. Your conscious mind can process the things I'm saying, while your subconscious mind can actualize the things I'm saying. So, there are two parts of you that can complement each other. A part of you analyzing, assessing and thinking, and a part of you reacting, experiencing, performing and implementing. And you might soon discover that this very same complementary way of living not only takes place in this session, but is also something that can serve you quite nicely in anything you do, including your golf performance. So as you listen to the sound of my voice, knowing there's nothing you need to do, now you can rest. Allow me to do all the work. You're going to be amazed at how your subconscious mind can learn and develop this alternative system where less is more, more is less. The harder you try, the less you get. And the less you try, the more you get. So as you breathe in and breathe out, you can recognize it's just a natural act. One you don't need to think much about at all. Your body has a wisdom all of its own. So with every breath you take in and then out, you might find you go 1 oomph deeper into this relaxation. It's hard to notice a 1/100th change. In fact, it's impossible to notice a 1% change. While it might be with every word I say, you go 1/10th more deeply into relaxation, but you don't need to try. Because the harder you try, the harder it gets. So you just need to adopt a wait-and-see attitude. Notice it over time as it accumulates, and it will, a gradual progression. And the amount of relaxation and comfort you feel will be a gradual progression too. Now your conscious mind might feel the need to make this happen, but here and now, just as then and then, the subconscious mind takes over, and the conscious mind relinquishes. Just like it did a long time ago. It's just like riding a bike. You remember the first time trying to ride a bike? The feel of your handlebars and your hands and your feet on the pedals, moving your legs up and down, the sound of the bike chain. Hoping you could remember how to brake and that feeling of being off balance. It seemed so impossible. And as you relax more and more, you recognize every time you try to balance, it doesn't work. You fall off. Now some people go through it 4 times, 6, 8, 9, even 10 times. But sooner or later, now sooner, you recognize that if you give up, you get. If you relinquish and trust in your body, it will happen. Because it doesn't make sense you can balance on two wheels. Doesn't make any more sense than thinking you can control every muscle in your body when you walk or run or play golf through conscious thought. But thankfully, your body knows an awful lot more than you know, and the conscious mind can be disabled when you play golf, just as it once was when you learned to ride a bike. But it's not a one-off and done kind of thing. Sometimes your mind needs to relearn. On a bike on rough or loose ground, you get nervous. Try to steer, lose balance and fall. But that didn't stop you. You may have learned to go really fast, even do tricks. You see, there's an opportunity to learn and relearn. A And I wonder what you learn now. Eventually you learn to trust your body, so not even rough or loose ground would rattle you. Remember now your best game in golf. It may have been in a competition, or even just having a nice day out. That feeling of everything going just right. You didn't need to try. Don't try. It just happened. Let it happen. Things just fall into place. Remember what it felt like, knowing. Just knowing that things were flowing just right. That feeling of expecting good things to happen. Without a thought about the past. Without a thought about the future. Just making the best of each moment. Remember that feeling of ease, of allowing, and expecting a positive outcome. Nothing to prove. Just to let go and be, and go with the flow. And so you go with the flow and glow as you grow, as you go with the flow, letting it smoothly flow through you. Your conscious mind doesn't even need to be there. You can be a silent witness to what your body knows what to do, and you don't even need to think. Just like right now in this relaxation, you notice your conscious mind becoming quiet, all the mind chatter diminishing, and you learn how to be in the moment. And this is part of the flow experience that all the best golfers enjoy having. The feeling known as being in the zone, and you're going to know how to create it for yourself by remembering the sound of my voice, by remembering the feelings you have right now, by remembering the relaxation you have inside. And every time you compete or just play a round of golf, you can have as much of this inner sensation of inner peace and quiet as you would like. And every time you feel the grip of the club in your hand and stand over the ball, it will be like resetting your mind. It will trigger this feeling of relaxed concentration, of focused attention, of being in the moment. And every time you feel the grip of the club and look down on your ball, an intense, focused, yet relaxed concentration will come over you. It will reset the mind and allow your body's natural intelligence to take over. A quiet confidence will fill you, a quiet expectation of the good things to come, and a trust in your body to deliver, that magnificent body and mind, working in perfect harmony, just the way nature intended. And every time you feel the grip of the club in your hand and look over the ball, that will be your trigger to have these feelings come back to you, and you can go with the flow. It's a matter of debate whether trust follows confidence, or confidence follows trust. Whether you play golf well because you've got confidence and trust, or play golf well because you've got trust and confidence, but you can avoid that, I recognize. You've got a long history of confidence and trust in many things you've done. And you notice how easy it is to be relaxed when the chatter of the mind drops off, and you focus on the sound of my voice, and the things I say can influence you, and you can have a certain inner confidence and trust. You've experienced this before, and you can experience it and respond again now. It's something most doable, and you can relax and enjoy knowing that you've accomplished a number of times There's nothing you need to prove. There's nothing you need to do. It's known to be possible from your past. So you can allow your capabilities to unfold with confidence and trust. So you can trust the wisdom of your body's intelligence. Not even thinking about it, just letting it go. Letting it flow through you. And you can memorize your best game. This moment, this performance. And you can imagine putting your hand up to your forehead and pushing a reset button on your brain. You're resetting your inner mind so that it becomes the baseline. And this is a new learning. Every time you feel the grip of the club in your hand and look over the ball, it will be like resetting the mind. Every shot, a new shot. And you know that the subconscious is very good at acquiring learning and then using it all over the place, even where it doesn't belong. That subconscious mind, with that intensity of perfectionism made for success, thinking intensely has served you well in many of life's endeavors. But it doesn't serve you well when performing in some areas like golf. Now your subconscious needs to back off from putting that into your golf because that's where it doesn't belong. So you can thank your subconscious for trying to use the usual methods of your success in learning, but say thanks, but no thanks. And now you know that. And you know what it means to let go of that intensity of perfectionism, to be more low-key, easygoing, relaxed, and confident. But the intensity of being focused, of being in the moment, that can remain. A relaxed, focused, intensity of trust in your body. Of allowing your body to make things happen for you without a conscious thought. Should a negative thought enter your mind, you'll recognize it for what it is and say stop. You might hear your voice or even my voice saying stop. You'll touch your forehead, reset the mind with a positive expectation, and any setbacks will be recognized as an opportunity to learn and grow, then left in the past. When playing golf, you can have amnesia for what is past, amnesia for what is to come. You are anchored in the moment. You automatically know what to do. You just go with the flow, not wanting anything, just expecting the best. Allowing your body's natural intelligence to take you where you need to go. To achieve what you can achieve. What you are already achieving. Knowing you have this edge. And you might be curious to find it happening in your life. You might suddenly realize you have the confidence of trust. This focus, concentration and calmness. That all athletes call the zone. You are a confident person. Feel that confidence. Every cell of the body filled with a positive energy. You are a positive person, a successful person. All you need is within you now. You can use this at any time. And you will use this all the time. This calm confidence of knowing that you have discovered this secret of allowing without a conscious thought. This secret will give you the edge that allows you to be your best. This indestructible positive force of knowing that you have the edge over others in your sport. And that your mind and body will work for you. And you can have that confident smile of just knowing that every day, in every way, it will just get better and better. Now I'll come from 1 to 5 and you can go about your day feeling relaxed and calm. You can look forward to your golf game and all the improvements that will happen. And every day in every way it will just get better and better. One, feel the energy now returning through the hands and feet up the arms and legs. Two, energy returning closer and closer to the surface. Three, heartbeat, breathing, blood pressure returning to what's normal for you. Four, closer and closer to the surface. And five, when you're ready, you can open your eyes.